Ooh wee, ooh wee, wee, wee.
That was my best X-Files, sorry.
Oh, I was like, what is that? That sounds familiar.
What is that? It's totally wrong. And something. Anyways, we're talking about aliens today because, a lot of people, and I never understood why this happened.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, social media just went crazy over Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember seeing all this, right? It's still kind of going.
Yeah. Which, by the way, have people actually like stormed the area, or have they tried?
I think it's scheduled.
Why would you schedule that? Like, the government's gonna be like, we know. Maybe that's their trick, though. They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna schedule it for August 4th at 6 p.m. and then they'll actually come on August 3rd or something like that.
Well, since it has happened, it has also gotten a lot of people trying to go to other places that are very mysterious. Like the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh my gosh. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's a place that always kind of has freaked me out a little bit just because, yeah, you know,
right.
You know. I mean, if you hear stories about people disappearing, there's something that maybe you shouldn't go explore.
Exactly. So I was doing some digging, and I gotta pull it up again, but I was doing some digging about, like, who started this whole thing? Like, it started as a petition.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that started it. And he did it as a joke.
Oh, I think that's when is it the college student floats idea of Area 51 festival?
Yeah, this guy, Matty Roberts from California. He's the one that was behind the thing to start it all off. But he said things got a little weird. So they proposed it as September 20th. That is the date of the Area 51 raid. So we still got time.
We do.
To sign up if we want to go. But it was Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. So he called for people to storm the mysterious Area 51. Which, do you know what happens at Area 51?
The aliens are there and they're hidden from us.
Well, they mainly use that area for like testing.
Yeah.
Because it's like in the middle of nowhere in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Air Force base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brother is in the Air Force. And I asked him because I believe...
Wait, should you be talking about this?
We can.
I just want to make sure it's not like top secret.
I feel like he has... I think he has like not super secret clearance, but he's got like another level. Like he's good. Like not full on top secret clearance, but he's like up there.
Okay.
He's like a tech sergeant or staff sergeant. I can't remember. He keeps getting promoted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him one time, hey... What's this whole Area 51 thing? Is it real? And he's like, yeah, it's a base.
Yeah.
And that's about as far as he went. He wouldn't dive in. I was like, come on, man. It's like aliens and stuff. And he won't tell me.
He won't tell you?
He won't tell me. Because he's like, I've never been told what it is. You know, I've never been there. He did serve some time over in Nevada,
okay,
in Las Vegas area, but not near Area 51. That's a totally different thing in the Air Force. But you know, I'm not sure what they do there.
Yeah.
But obviously everybody thinks there's aliens there.
Wait, I'm seeing another story here.
Mm-hmm.
There's warning for the thousands who signed up to storm Loch Ness.
Ooh.
Because Nessie can't hide from us all.
Yeah, honestly, that's the thing, is that most people, when they try and search for the Loch Ness monster, it's like one boat. And Loch Ness is it's very foggy, and it's a pretty good size area, right? Or lake, or whatever it is, body of water.
Yeah. But apparently that one's supposed to occur the day after, on September 21st.
Man, that's a busy week.
They're just making it. They're like, all right, whoever's left after the Area 51 raid, you guys are going to help us out with the Loch Ness. Because, okay, seriously, if people actually decide to go through with this, I don't know what they're thinking, because when they're saying, like, oh, they can't stop us all, the military has weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And they even said, they're like, we're going to use them if you try to raid us.
Right. Well, and I was looking at this article that I'm pulling a lot of this info from, and it's from time.com. And there's even a section where the U.S. Air Force actually makes a statement about this whole thing, saying any attempt to illegally access military installations or military training areas is dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so far, it says Thursday afternoon, but I'm trying to see when this article was written.
Uh-huh.
On the 18th. So like last week, Thursday, there were 1.6 million people going to the event on Facebook and 1.2 million that are interested. And we all know when we put up Facebook events, how many people that are going actually show up, and it's a small amount.
So maybe, well, if you got you said 1.6?
1.6 million people.
Going. So maybe you'll actually get about like 500,000.
That'd be pretty solid.
Still a lot of people.
What would you do if you were part of that group and you actually said, I'm going? What would you do when you get there? Like you get up to the gate with, I don't know if you have any like sticks or a sign of some kind, or you're
show
picketing
us the aliens.
Yeah, or you have grabbed anything for any time you have a riot. You grab a weapon of choice.
Yeah.
What would you do when you get to the front gates?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I'm a lover, not a fighter, so that's the problem. Because I'd be like, no, guys, stop it. They're gonna shoot us. Let's not do this.
Would you be like they did back in the around the '60s where they did the flower?
That's pretty much what I would do. I'm totally a hippie. I feel like I would. We were talking about this morning with some of the members of West Side Story that came in, but I was like, why can't we just solve everything through dance fighting? I mean, I'll be like, all right, military, put your weapons down. Let's dance fight this out and see how that goes. I don't think they'll accept that.
I feel like I would be like, like John Cusack in Say Anything and just hold up the stereo.
What do you think? Let me see. And play like E.T. by Katy Perry.
There you go. Yeah.
Or any kind of like alien like song.
Probably that song that I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die.
Like, this was clearly written by aliens.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to speak to us.
Or I would just play something from Blue Man Group,
nice.
Which they all sound the same.
They pretty much do, yeah.
Yeah, it's just drumming.
Yeah, that's why, I didn't get the thing with Blue Man Group.
Would you dress up for this event?
I mean, I feel like you have to. It's basically like a festival at that point. But real talk here. People who actually think that they can do stuff like this or go ahead or go through with something of this sort, we've discussed this before. I think it's a way of weeding out a lot of the people on Earth because there's so much where I'm just like, wait. There should be common sense to all of this that like, no, you can't do something like this. And there's so many things out there in the world that you're like, I don't understand how someone could even think to do that. Like, what are you even thinking? What's going on?
Well, of course, the guy that started this whole thing meant it as a joke.
Totally. But a lot of people probably.
Oh, yeah. People are like, no, let's do it, man. Aliens, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally into alien stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of conspiracy theories, but like that's more so to the point. Well, aliens totally believe that. Like, it's just absurd to believe that we're the only living thing.
Yeah, there's something out there.
Yeah.
Are they being stored if they've landed and they're being stored in Area 51? I don't know. Maybe not.
Exactly. But when it comes to like conspiracy theories, I don't necessarily believe everything with that. It's more so just like I like the idea that you can open your mind to possibilities out there in the world. But I feel like there are some people that totally believe like, no, this is what it is. This is what it's going to be. And this is how it has to be done. And you're like, whoa.
Calm easy there, down, buddy. Man. Cause you can get into you can go down the rabbit hole of all of any conspiracy theory that you can think of and then find another conspiracy theory about that conspiracy theory. And then it just levels. There's so many levels.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but if you're wanting to mark your calendars, I think if you just search it on Facebook, you'll find it. And if you want to say you're going, or at least, honestly, I just want to say I'm interested just so I can read the thread of things that people say.
Because you want to see how serious some people are about this. You should do it, and you should tell me what you find. So
I will.
September 20th.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, September 20th.
Yep.
For the aliens, and September 21st for Nessie.
Yeah.
Go find the Loch Ness
Monster. I would like that. I would do that. Because honestly, I feel like there's power in numbers for that one for sure.
Because you could just like
and that
Nessie.
One, you just, everybody gets in a boat.
Yeah.
And just, you comb the entire area.
Well, you see, my concern with that is, okay, say there is Nessie just, floating around in the water doing her thing. I feel like when it comes to that, a lot of times when people, like, you see this in movies, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's actually how people will react.
Mm-hmm.
If they fear something, if they're not sure of something, they don't know enough about it, they'll harm it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if there is a Loch Ness monster and just doing its thing, leaving everybody alone, and you're like, oh, I found it, let's kill it or something like that? Because that's what people think sometimes. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Same thing with aliens. They'll be like, oh, let's take it. And you're let's put it on my wall.
But you're like, but why? Like, if it's not harming you, why do you have to harm it?
And maybe there are aliens. Yeah. And maybe they're working with us. Or if they happen to have died when they crash landed on Earth, maybe us learning about that and learning about them is helpful to us when we want to go to space again.
Hey, we advanced in technology pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
At one point.
They brought those iPhones. That's what they did. Yeah. They brought the iPhones.
So, yeah. No, I totally believe in like that kind of stuff. I'm like, we got pretty smart really fast.
You notice that it's Apple. Maybe the Apple didn't fall from the tree, but the apple fell from the sky.
Whoa. Mind blown.
Right?
Yeah.
We could just dive into all this stuff, but we should probably stop. The Brunch Time Podcast, it's all brought to you by our good friends over at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Mm-hmm. Live Without Limits at the Whitcomb. And if you want to go to Area 51, you can always mark your calendars for September 20th and go with all your friends.
But danger, danger.
Yeah, danger, Will Robinson. But all right, we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow.
See ya.